Here's what happened this morning with Stacey and Clayton.
Reddit did headline Hall of Fame. I tried to harmonize with you, but it did not work.
Good try.
Why do we always put in effort with the theme song? I don't get it. We always have a little bit of a game plan. Like,
you've been putting in effort?
Yeah. Oh. You haven't?
No, not even close.
Heartbroken.
Sorry, man.
You think you know someone, hey? You think you know someone. This happened in Ottawa. I'm just going to read you the headline here. Elderly ladies fight over bingo seats, prompts brawl at long-term care facility. The cops needed to be called for this elderly lady bingo fight. And I would pay gross amounts of money to be a fly on the wall at that senior center.
They were 79 and 86.
Yeah, they were.
And this broke out at about 1:15 in the afternoon because, yeah, someone sat in someone's seat that they always sit in for bingo, and chaos ensued. And I do find it very strange that the police needed to be called to break it up.
Like, how come the workers at the senior center couldn't break up this fight? How strong are these ladies? Like, are they hitting the gym three times a day? Do they never skip leg day or something like that? But I thought it would be a fight about, like, the bingo dabbers, or someone calling bingo too early or something like that, because older ladies take their bingo very, very seriously. You don't want to mess with bingo night, okay? But it was because of the seat. Someone took someone's seat, and they're like, Gladys, you can't do that. And then, oh, you don't tell me what to do, Karen. And then,
what if it was her lucky seat and that's where she always won?
Maybe. That could be it. Or maybe bingo in senior homes had the same rules as high school cafeterias. Remember back in high school, there were always rules at the high school cafeteria. You can't sit at that table. That's where the grade 11s sit. And then at that table, it's the band kids. You don't want to sit over there. Just ignore that one.
Obviously, we're still reeling from the announcement a couple days ago. Uber is officially here in Saskatoon, so that's exciting. And our sister station in Edmonton, Cruise FM.
The other Cruise.
The other Cruise, our evil twin, decided to give us a call this morning and offer some Uber advice, because obviously Edmonton has had Uber for a little bit, so they figured they should give us some tips on how to use Uber properly.
We are big fans of Uber here in Edmonton. We use it quite often because we have drinking problems on this program. So,
okay.
We have a professional Uber user here on the show. His name's Jimmy.
Okay.
And he has a couple of tips for you guys. He's got a pretty high rating, so we thought we'd pass it along to you so that you guys can, you know, use Uber
responsibly,
Yes. in Saskatoon.
Okay.
What a nice guy.
First of all, Uber drivers like it when you pass out in the Uber and sleep it off. You're less annoying that way.
Okay.
Uber drivers are like my dad. That's great.
Okay. And also, always tip 25%.
25?
No, you don't have to tip an Uber. No,
that's horrible. That's what I do. And that's why I have such a high rating.
No, you have a high rating because if they give you a low rating, it's a hate crime.
Yeah. Okay, just because I'm short doesn't mean it's a hate crime.
Yeah.
Okay, remember to put your pants back on before getting into the Uber.
Yeah, let me write that part down. Just a second. Pants on. Okay.
Yeah. Also, don't crap your pants in the Uber, guys.
Yeah, do it before.
No dumps.
Save that for at home.
Yeah.
And if you leave your phone or wallet in the Uber or any other article that you came with, you can get it back.
Yeah, actually, that's good advice. I get Jimmy does that at least once a month.
He'll go missing for a couple of days. It's because his phone isn't in Uber riding around the city.
Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah, just couple of helpful tips there, guys.
Well, we appreciate it, you guys, because, again, we're Uber rookies, and we need guidance. We need help. And when I think of guidance and help, I think of you three.
So do I.
We're here for you.
That was sarcasm, by the way. This next story really hits home for me, Stacey. I might get a little emotional here. A guy here in Saskatoon, his name is Michael Rainey. He had not one, but two tubas stolen from him.
Out of his car.
Out of his car.
Out front of his house.
Mm-hmm.
What are the chances?
I mean, who steals a tuba? Who does that? Who is going, like, from car to car, looking in windows, seeing if there's something cool to steal, and sees a tuba case and is like, you know what? That's it. That's what I'm going to steal today.
I bet you they had no idea what it was. They were just like, this looks like it's important. It's in a case. By the way, it's 5 by 3 feet.
Oh, it's big.
It's not small. This is a giant thing to steal, and they stole 2 of them. Kudos to their arm strength to carry these things.
They don't skip arm day, Stacey. They're probably those guys at the gym with the super skinny legs and like this huge upper body, like a slight breeze could tip them over or something like that. I think this is like the worst crime of all time. You could never get away with this. The guy's going to get caught because pawn shops aren't taking tubas. Like, if you go to a pawn shop and you're like, hey, how much for this tuba? The guy's going to be like, what am I supposed to do with this? Like, $200 maybe. Like, one of the tubas is worth $15,000.
Well, that's the thing. Like, the owner is very upset about this, obviously. And Michael's like, there's no resale value for this guy. Like, it's worth $15,000 to a band member, a tuba player, that sort of thing. But to some guy who's probably going to try and sell it, it's got no value.
Plus, how many people are selling tubas at pawn shops, you know? There probably aren't that many out there. So if one does come to a pawn shop, it's like, I wonder if this is the stolen one because, it probably is.
You also can't just tuck it under the bed and try and hide it from somebody.
Exactly. And what if the cops show up at your house and they're like, so what is this tuba doing in your house? A guitar, you could be like, oh, I'm just, you know, taking up guitar. You can't be like, oh, I'm just learning how to play the tuba.
Sure you are. We have shattered a 112-year-old record yesterday when temperatures got down to minus 42.6, according to Environment Canada. So that's clearly before the wind chill. The previous record was set in 1907 at minus 41.7. And being that it is so cold, of course, you know, Environment Canada warning people to take precautions. Cold weather strategy has been implemented in the city, making sure people can stay warm. But that's a pretty decent record. 112 years shattered, broken, destroyed. Stomped on.
How many other adjectives do you have here?
I could go on, but we get the picture.
Oh, come on. Keep going. There was like 8 in a row there. That was pretty good. The last time it was that cold was 1907. So I thought it would be fun to look back at what was going on in Saskatoon during the time that it was as cold as yesterday. And we realized something. 1907 was boring. Like, not a lot of things happened in 1907.
Interestingly, though, in Saskatoon in 1907, there was promise of a traffic bridge and some big civic improvements because the three current settlements amalgamated to form a city. Oh. And Saskatoon at the time was the fastest growing city in Canada.
Well, look at us go.
Very exciting.
And right now we're a really, really fast growing city as well. Warming's one of the fastest growing cities in Canada right now. So maybe when it gets super cold, that just means we're going to grow. We're like the opposite of plants, Stacey. We're the opposite of plants.
Modern Family has been renewed for an 11th season, which will be the hit comedy's final season.
That's
Can I just
sad.
Say, it's about flipping time.
Hey now, easy. Easy here.
This show has gotten so ridiculous. We watched it this is another one of those shows where we have watched it from the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
When it was funny. It was funny for like 3 seasons, maybe 4, and then it just kind of went into this like, blech, whatever. Sean and I have been watching it for 10 years. This is ridiculous.
And you can't just stop watching it. You have to commit to the end, right?
But it's gotten so bad. It jumped the shark years ago, and I just think this should have happened like 5 years ago.
As long as Phil Dunphy is on that show, it will always be funny.
He's the only good part of the show.
Exactly. Like the other characters, whatever. I'm in for Phil. Some other shows on here, too, that are getting renewed. The Good Doctor. Everyone really likes that show.
Never
A Million Little Things. Shark Tank. Oh, yeah.
We love the Shark Tank.
Man, how good is Shark Tank? You know, even though it's just a ripoff of Dragon's Den, and Dragon's Den was a ripoff of another show, but whatever. The Walking Dead getting renewed.
Really?
New Amsterdam. We were looking at this list. Like, it's a little slideshow that we're looking at right now, and I thought I was scrolling for a while, but it's like 144 slides.
That's too many to go through.
There are so many TV shows out there right now.
Do you guys mind if we just go through every single one of them?
This is great radio
Slide
right now.
Slide 81.
Arrow, renewed. Riverdale, renewed. Supergirl. Yeah, okay. Well, we'll stop.
When it comes to watching movies that you've downloaded, a lot of people do it. But then do you go that one step further and share that video that you've downloaded? Because if you have, you could be in trouble. 3,400 Canadians are actually being taken to court for copyright infringement.
Oh, no.
So this is basically like back in the day, if you remember, when you'd pop an old VHS tape in the VCR, mm-hmm. and that warning comes up where it's like, the unauthorized reproduction or distribution of this blah, blah is illegal, punishable by 5 years in prison or a fine of $250,000, and being investigated by the FBI.
Yeah.
It was serious stuff. When I was a kid, I was like, man, I am never going to copyright a movie.
Did you really read that or pay attention to it at all? Like,
I had no desire to share a movie with anybody. It wasn't my game. I don't know. There's probably people out there who do maybe make a living from it, whatever. But regardless, 3,400 Canadians facing legal action, and it's more specifically a lawyer representing a certain movie company, Bodyguard Productions, and it's more specifically about the movie A Hitman's Bodyguard, starring Ryan Reynolds and Samuel L. Jackson.
It's a good movie.
And so one of the people involved in this suit is a woman who they say downloaded the movie and then shared it via email to somebody, you know, within her circle of friends. Mm-hmm. And so right there, that's the copyright infringement, is sharing it or selling it. So she's like, I don't even know what this means. I'm not very tech savvy. She thinks maybe her son might have done it. Mm-hmm. She's in a pickle.
Just blame it on the son when all else fails, hey? I love that.
Exactly.
I kind of miss that FBI warning, like beforehand, when it was just a still picture. Because when DVDs came out, they changed that up. Instead of just a still picture, they would go over a bunch of other crimes. Like, you wouldn't steal a car, you wouldn't steal a computer, so why would you steal a movie? I don't know, because it's super difficult to steal a car, and I can literally buy something at Walmart that will help me steal a movie, like...
Way back in 1995, a gentleman here from Saskatchewan became famous all because of David Letterman. I'm talking about Dick Assman.
Of course.
And it was because of his name. David Letterman mentioned his name on his show, mm-hmm. and it became kind of like a reoccurring feature. Dick Assman was actually able to travel and meet David Letterman. Very cool story. And the Assmans are in the news again. And I need to just clarify, I should say, it's actually... Osman.
Oh, okay.
Because Dave Osman of Melville, Saskatchewan, who is distantly related to Dick Osman mm-hmm. of 1995, wants to get a license plate with his name on it.
Huh.
And strangely enough, SGI said no.
Okay, yeah.
So, yeah, there's the issue. He says, you know what, it's my name. I'm very proud of my family heritage. We come from a long line of strong farmers, mm-hmm. hard workers, and I'm very proud of it. And so he wants to get the license plate. SGI, on the other hand, has said they won't approve license plate to the general public that people would find offensive, suggestive, or not in good taste, even if the word is someone's name and pronounced differently.
SGI being difficult about something? What? That never happens ever. They're usually so easy to deal with.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.